Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Translation of words occurring often in namaz: Huwallah. Qul huwallah, say he is Allah. Or say he Allah. One sunnah, the previously we discussed the sunnahs of sajda. In sajda, the head should be placed between the two hands. Secondly, in sajda, the males should keep their stomachs separate from their thighs. They should perform their sajda in a relaxed, stretched out position. Today's lesson, whilst in sajda, the males should ensure that their arms are separate from their sides. But this is the method for the men to make sajda during salah, that their bellies should not rest upon their thighs like women, how they make sajda. And at the same time, they should ensure that their arms, their forearms are separate from their sides. It should not be inside towards the sides of their body, should be stretched out. This will be when a person is performing his sunnahs and his nawafil, etc. If the person is in for salah and somebody is next to him, then obviously he can't stretch his hands out to somebody that is next to him. So the salah that are performed individually, then in sajda he will stretch out his forearms away from his body. Among the major sins mentioned in hadith and Quran is disobedience to parents and causing difficulty and sadness to them. Among the major sins mentioned in Hadith and Quran is to disobedience of parents and causing difficulty and sadness to them. Regards to parents, obedience to parents and bringing happiness to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this in various places in Quran Sharif. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his obedience, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately after being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be kind to one's parents. To show them kindness, muhabbat, respect. That a person shouldn't tell them anything that will hurt them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. Don't even tell them uff. Something that will hurt their heart. But be kind to them. وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلْ. Allah ta'ala says, be humble. Have humility before your parents. That they were zahiri and outward sabab and cause for you to come into this world. So this is the person's also... Different riwayat mentioned that the parent also is the door to a person's jannah. As far as a person can help it, they secure the door to jannah. In regards to those that have lost their parents and the opportunity has been lost of earning a person's jannah through his parents, then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind and opened the avenues for us. To understand now, being kind to one's parents, let's understand it now from backwards or reverse gear. That a person has to lose his parents, then too, it is mentioned that person will visit the Qabristan, the graveyard on a Friday, to visit his parents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record that son as an obedient son on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors open to. And then also is mentioned that person who will keep contact with the friends of his father after the father's demise, he will send for them hadiya, qurbani, past. Send for them, my father will send for a certain person, certain amount of hadiya or some qurbani meat every year, continue sending it. So keeping contact with them, salam, kalam, sending hadiya for them, making dua istighfar for one's parents, sadqa jariya, a person invests in a masjid, in a well, etc. for his parents, that person will do these amal after the demise of his parents, on the day of qiyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record him as an obedient child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors open for a person now to be regarded as an obedient son or daughter after the demise of one's parents. In regards to the parents also, it is mentioned in Quran Sharif that those parents that were very pious and they reach high stages in Jannah. And the children who follow them will iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَبَعَتُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Those that have iman and they reach high stages in Jannah, and the children only follow them iman and some amal salihah, some good deeds. So those parents now, when they will enter into Jannah, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, their father will enter and he will ask the malaika, Aina zawjati, aina awladi. Oh malaika, where is my wife? Where are my children? So the reply will be, they fell short of you. That you had a lot of amal in your life, you were tahajjud guza, fasting Monday and Thursday, etc., going the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your children now were more business inclined. They couldn't make the grade. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings. So the Tali rahmatullah alayhi says, if a king has to go to a foreign land and he takes his little son with him, But his son doesn't act like a prince. He acts like the khadim, like the attendant. His behavior isn't up to standard. But because now he is the son of the king, so when the foreign king will host this king and his son, he will host the son as he hosts the father. He will not put the prince now with the khadim and attendants, because he's the king's son after all. When he will accommodate also the king, he will put the prince with the king in the same accommodation, not with the khadims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the king of all kings, because the father was pious, the children had little iman in them, they had iman, they had a'mal in them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-haqqana bihim dhurriyatahum, that I will join up the children with them into the high ranks of Jannah, because of the father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not decrease any of their a'mal and drop their level down to the level of the children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunities. And at the same time, as parents, إِذَا رَبْ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدِ, that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the pleasure of the father. So here ulama explain, if you understand this, that if I am happy with my children, then Allah will be happy with them also. So let it not be that my mood gets spoiled, I become upset, and the entire day I remain like this. That I am upset with my children, because of that, their taqdeer will close. So ulama say that, forgive them, overlook them. And the zamana is such, you understand, the challenges also with the children and for the youth. Wali Magda sahab says, amma barakatuhum, that nowadays advise them with love and muhabbat, and more than that, lift your hands and make dua for them. Every opportunity, they upset you, make dua, ya Allah guide them. Ya Allah guide them. The time will come that possibly after you close your eyes also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the means of sadqa jariya for us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.